brothers and sisters in Christ, as we think about the Holy Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we realize we spend a great deal of time on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, last week, we celebrated Pentecost, coming of the Holy Spirit. Think about since the Triduum and also through the Easter season about Jesus, passion and death, his resurrection, appearance to his apostles, his ascension, and yesterday, of course, with the sending of the Holy Spirit. And I realize, you know, on this Trinity Sunday, I haven't really spent a lot of time with you on God the Father. So that's what I want to do this week. Okay, let's just take a little bit of time with God the Father. And what do we know about God the Father? And the way I'm going to do this, and if you want to follow along in your hymnals, you certainly can. I'm going to take the first two lines of the Nicene Creed that specifically deal with God the Father. Now, when I look at that phrase by phrase and sometimes even word by word, what is it that we say about God as Father? So let's get underway. Our creed begins with these words: I believe in one God. I watched a video by Father Rocky, YouTube video. It was entitled Catholic 101, The Sign of the Cross. He entitled it Catholic 101 because it was one lesson in 1 minute, and it costs nothing, okay? But in that, when it comes to the sign of the cross, he taught three things about it. First, God is a trinity of persons, not one person and not three gods, three persons in one God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. Okay, second, Jesus died on the cross. That's why we do our cross. And with that, we proclaim Jesus as God, the second person of the Trinity. And we pray for his grace as we come here today. We receive that grace in the gift of Holy Communion. And third, we make the sign of the cross with our right hand, because Jesus sits at the blank hand of the Father, the right hand of the Father. Okay? So in that, what do we know about God the Father? We know this, that God the Father is one person of the one supreme Godhead, and that he sent his Son to die on the cross for us. I believe in one God. Creed continues, the Father. We call God Father because God as Father creates all things. We know that. Even more so, though, about this idea of God as Father. In Exodus 4:22, God says this, you shall say to Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. I said to you, Pharaoh, let my son go that he may serve me. Since you refuse to let him go, I will kill your son, your firstborn. In this passage, we hear about that covenant between God as Father and his own children, the Israelites. They are his son. They are his children. And he is their father. And even Jesus speaks about God as Father. Remember the story of Mary Magdalene, the resurrection? She lays eyes on Jesus. She grabs a hold of him. And what does Jesus say? He says this, stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and also to your God, Father. That what we say in the Lord's Prayer, our what? Father. God is Father. He's our Father, creator of all things. We say something in the Father, namely this, he is almighty. Almighty. What does that mean? Well, when we say the Father is almighty, we mean this, that his power is absolute and unlimited. Now, I want you to listen to this. This means that he can do everything that is doable. Okay? The only thing God cannot do is something that would involve intrinsic contradiction. Here's a couple of examples. First, God cannot make a square circle because it's nothing. How many have ever seen a square circle? You haven't. It's a nothing. Okay? Second, he cannot create a man or a woman who does not have a rational soul, for being able to think and love are essential to being a man or a woman. He cannot create a human being without a soul. Okay? Beyond, that's the idea of intrinsic contradiction. That's what we mean by almighty. Okay, so let's keep it going. Very next breath, we say that God is the maker of heaven and earth. There are some important facts when we speak about God as creator and maker, and here they are. Four things. First, God created the world out of his wisdom and love. Creation is not the result of blind fate or consequence. It's not this boom. Okay? Second, God creates out of nothing, specifically, freely, directly, and without help. Third, God's creation is ordered, ordered in its existence. A fly can't be a person and you can't be a fly. And number four, creation reflects God's goodness and wisdom. In Genesis, after God looked at his creation, he stated it was what? Wrong. Not good. I'm not even going to give you the answer. You go home and you look it up. Genesis 1. You're wrong. Look it up. I'm not going to answer it. It's more than that. Okay? That's your homework. What did God create and make? He made what? What's it say? Come on. Heaven and earth. Okay, heaven. It's where we're all trying to go. It's the abode of God. We use all kinds of phrases when we try to understand heaven. Wedding banquet, a wedding party, the Father's house, dwelling place is a place of unending happiness. But heaven is beyond anything you and I can paint. St. Paul says it in his first letter to the Corinthians, the best I've ever heard. What eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart is what God has prepared for those who love him. Heaven is all about the beatific vision. We want to see God face to face. And he also created the earth. The earth is where we are now. It's a world of man and woman. And when it comes to this earth, the next thing we say is this. God created the visible and the invisible. What is the visible? Go back to Genesis 1 and 2, read it. You're going to get the answer to the question, when God looked at everything he created, how was it? Wasn't good. Okay, we said that. You got to look that one up. But in that, notice what he creates. Here we go. Okay? In that, he creates light and darkness, land and water, sun and moon, day and night, trees, birds, fish, and man and woman. And of this creation, God wills interdependence. We depend upon light and day, sun and moon, plants, flowers, fish, all of these things. Think about a plant, its dependence upon sun and also upon rain. And in this interdependence, there is a hierarchy, and you and I, man and woman, are at the top of that hierarchy. That's the visible world. But it also says this, God created the invisible. Okay? God created a realm of spiritual beings who do not share the limitations of a physical body and yet exist as a result of God's loving creation. Guess who they are? Who? The angels. The angels. God's messengers. God's messengers. Okay? Beautiful thing about angels, they aren't limited in a physical body like we are. Okay? They can be here, boop, just like that. And what do? They lay eyes on the face of God. And there's a hierarchy of angels. Archangels and angels are actually the lowest two on that hierarchy, believe it or not. Okay, we hear about the cherubim, seraphim, and all kinds of different archangels and angels. But when it comes to the archangels, there are three that we know well. Who are they? Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. Those are the three that we know, that we all know so very well. And then below them we have the angels, and probably the most well known of the angels that we know are what are called our guardian angels. Every one of us has one. Stand here, we can't see them. Remember, they're not visible. This is an invisible realm. But what do? That great prayer to our guardian angel, they light, they guard, they rule, and they guide us all the way until God calls us home. And that's what we know about God the Father. This is what it says in our creed. We're going to profess it here in a moment, but this is the way it sounds. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. And once we say that, then we jump into the proclamation about Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. It's the Trinity that we honor today. It's the Trinity that we worship today. And it's a Trinity we hope to be with one day in heaven. So pray through the intercession of that Trinity. Let's pray a well-known prayer that honors the Trinity today. Not so much the sign of the cross. We do that one a lot. But let's pray today our glory be. Okay? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.